she brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host, and Benny hurt himself today, so we're going to be gentle
with
him.
Well, not today.
Well, yesterday. Because you realize that...
I'm hobbling.
Because you're not as young as you used to, but the mind still thinks...
I know, right?
The mind still thinks that you're
it's
in your 20s
youthful.
And your
it's
teens,
still,
right?
Yeah.
And so the body wants to react to how the mind still thinks.
Hey, Benny, you can do it.
You know, my boyfriend did this a year ago, but our family, he's like, hadn't water skied in 10 years. He got up. Congratulations to him.
Uh-huh.
But he's still healing... the pain to the body. So, you know, we
right
have to remember
there.
That. You know, we think our mind is still, you know, in those teens. When I used to be a gymnast, I still think I could do the splits. No, I can't.
You can? I thought that you still could.
No.
We've got a camera in here.
I'd
you
be
could try
seriously
it.
Going to the hospital. Seriously.
Okay. I think you should still try.
Yeah, I got a couple announcements today. I wanted to talk, and I'm going to be opening up the phone lines and doing psychic readings because I've gotten a lot of emails lately. And, well, somebody asked me, how come you don't do your readings when you're on air? And personally, I thought there was just so many people already doing readings on air that I really didn't think I needed to do that. But I love to do that at the same time. And so I'm going to open up the phone lines today. So if you have something going on in your life, you'd like a little help, a little understanding, I brought my psychic hat with me today. Give us a call. And the number is 1-888-298-5569. And I'll be happy to help you as best as I possibly can, because that's usually what I do in a session. I usually help people as best as I possibly can. Last week, I was talking about sending some love over to Korea, and I got this really cool email from a client that wanted to let me know about a website that actually promotes this. And this website is now on my website. You can find it in the inspiration section. And I'm going to be talking about my website in just a minute. But it's called the Global Coherence Initiative. And the website address is actually listed on my web. So what this site does is it collects love for everybody around the world. And Greg Braden actually has this website and is a huge contributor to this website. So go and check it out because it's a way for you to belong to it. You can become a member. It's absolutely free. I joined it, of course. And then be in the know of where they synchronize time frames to actually send loving energy to different places in the world that are in great need of it. And I think it's just terrific. I love technology. I had no idea something like that existed. So, Anthony, thank you for sending that to me because I just couldn't wait to share it with everybody else. So it's a website called Global Coherence Initiative, and actually the website, and I'll just give it to you. You driving, you might not be able to write this down, but it's GLCOHERENCE.org. It is listed on my website. You can go to the inspiration page. Speaking of my website, I'm getting a makeover. It's about time. Yay. I'm not a techie person. That's not where I put my energy, but I certainly do appreciate people who, you know, have mastered technology. And I want to thank a team that I have coming on that's really dedicating their time and energy, helping me to get a new look. So, not only am I going to get a new look, I'm getting updated so that I have a new series that's starting, and I believe that we've already got the first part up. And they're in 5-minute intervals, and I've got 3 of them shot. They're live video clips of me, and I'm going to be talking about how you can talk to your spirit guides. They're only 5 minutes long. So you can go to my website, and you can click on, and you'll be able to watch me, and I'm very animated when I speak, so please know that. And listen and get some tools firsthand as to how you can maybe talk to your spirit guides or I forget. There's like three different series that we did. And because I've been so busy doing so many different things, I'm having trouble keeping it all organized right now. But I think today Mercury's finally out of all of its conjunctions, so we'll get straight. The other thing that I'm going to be doing on my website, and I just wanted to let everybody know this, is that we now, because of my great techie team, are going to be able to, the podcasts are going to be coming directly to my site. So you will be able to subscribe and download the podcast right off of my website for the show. So if you can't tune in at 11, they'll be available for you. And that we're doing from a huge request. So we finally got the technology, yay, to do that. And that is coming very soon. So look for that. And we also are in the works of putting together a series of events here on It's a New Day with different people coming in and talking. So stay tuned for that because we're going to be doing a lot of giveaways. I think that everybody's in a little bit of confusion right now. There's a lot of things going on in the world. Whether it's political, your job, relationships. And so we're just here kind of to help that out. That's all. That's what we like to do here on It's a New Day. It's just kind of help you feel good and give you some inspiration and help out. So stay tuned for all of that because it's going to be kind of exciting. All right. So I'm opening up the phone lines today. I'm going to do some psychic readings. I don't usually talk about myself as a psychic. And everybody asks me why. Because here's why. I'm not interested in predicting your future, but I am very capable and willing to help you comprehend the here and now. And so I think that people have a misconstrued understanding of what the word psychic means, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself. When people find out that I have some unusual gifts, the first thing they want me to do is start working, which fine, I'm more than happy to do. But they have a misunderstanding as to what it is I do, and I communicate with spirit on your behalf. I have no say. I don't know what to say. So I work truly just from the heart center and listen as best as I can. So if you come in and talk to a psychic and you have a preconceived idea, which people will come to me, chances are you're going to walk out of there with a completely different understanding. So keep an open mind. And because you're the benefactor, I'm just a messenger on your behalf. So let's see. We've got somebody calling in, Benny.
Yep. We have Dana calling in from Kirkland. So, Dana, welcome to It's a New Day.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Dana. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. And I love your definition because I kind of have that same problem myself.
Which definition?
The psychic definition is right on. I like that. I'm going to have to kind of rearrange that and define myself that way, too.
Well, I think a lot of people do. I mean, it's just like I think every woman, every human being, actually, not even just women, has very strong intuition. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of how much we cultivate it. Now, the psyche takes us into a different realm. And it does different things, but it's not science as far as it's everybody is a receptor and receives it differently.
Yeah, I just loved that you're saying that because it, you know, the more we get that out, the more people will understand the truth of what we are. Instead of, you know, it's an empowering. It's not taking the power away. We're empowering.
It's an empowering. That's right. And I don't want it to. Bad juju to me. Bad juju to me. If I tell you your future, because you have the choice. That's the freedom, God given freedom of choice. So you have to find your future. But I'll certainly validate the steps. So how can I validate you today, Dana?
Oh, I just love that. Well, I'm tangled as a healer with some nasty, sticky energy, and I find myself giving it back, and we're just tangled up together. And I was just praying over that today and asking for help on that when I heard you on the radio. And
here
I thought, oh, and here I get to be the first one. So if that isn't a serendipitous sign, I don't know what is.
Okay, so you're working as a healer right now. What type of a healer are you,
Jean? I do past life readings. I do spiritual response therapy.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the stickiness that's getting you?
Well, I also have I call it my other job, and I work retail. Mm-hmm. And there's somebody there who's holding a negative charge on me, and I in turn, every time they do something, I in turn want to charge back and do something back, which is totally not me, but I'm holding a heavy charge on this person.
Okay.
It's the yin and yang of heavy charges now.
Yeah.
And I want to cut that. I want to go back to being me.
Okay. All right. I got it. All right. So, Dana, you don't have to take on this person's negative energy.
On?
Don't take it on.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You're very empathic. So what's happening is mentally, okay, this is a really good example for you, and I'm going to speak in your language, so it might not make sense to other people, right?
No, it might.
Okay.
It might. Yeah.
So mentally, you understand what's going on with this other person.
I do.
Emotionally,
can't stop the temptation. That's
right. Emotionally, all right, you're blocked because physically you can feel the hit. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're
mm-hmm.
going to bring your heart into it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Because
this is where it is. You've got the understanding mentally. You've got the understanding physically. Now we need to bring the emotions. So we're going to bring the heart and kind of run it all together for you a little
bit.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Sweetie.
Because you're learning something from this person. So God bless this person. They're teaching
it really is
you.
True.
I mean, truly, God bless them. They're just the messenger for you. So, what?
And it is such a learning experience because
really
I can pass this on.
Yes. Yes, you can pass this on. You will work with this. You're going to get this. This is really good. What might help you personally, all right? Because you can't do anything about this other person's negativity.
No, it's just who they are.
That's right. But here's what you can do. You can respect it.
Okay.
You can respect that that's their energy that they're running from your own heart. You can respect it. Unless that negative energy is trying to show you a reflection of something you find negative within yourself.
You know, I was wondering about that, but I molded around and I'm not sure, but that is one question I was asking myself.
Well, almost always, Dana, the messenger comes to us and triggers something in us that almost always we're trying to heal within ourselves.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's more or less recognizing what we have within inside ourselves. And if you'll hold the line for just a few minutes, I'll get back to you with a completion on this, but we need to take a short break. Could you do that, Dana?
I certainly can. Thank you
Wonderful.
So much. You gave me much to mull over.
Wonderful. Hold the line. I want to come back to you on this. We'll be right back. You're listening to It's a New Day. Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
Perf Go Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perf Go Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perf Go Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Hi, welcome back. Gosh, don't you love Benny? I saw the sign. I have Dana holding. Dana, thank you for holding. Are you there?
Sure am.
Okay, great. So before we left, we were talking about understanding what this messenger might be bringing to you and understanding how this is actually, it doesn't have to necessarily be a negative thing within you, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe something that's trying to get you to understand a language around it so that you can turn that into your intuitive self. Does that make sense?
I'm thinking it does.
Okay, so look, you're a healer and you help people heal, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. By the way, I love the type of work that you do.
I do
and,
too.
And we're gonna do a plug if people want to get a hold of you, because I can hear from the strength in your voice, this is something that you don't do lightly and that you've been actually working on for many years.
Oh, I think I've done it in past lives too.
Oh, absolutely. And what I also see is that I find the most difficult things of understanding and respecting other people is that as healers, you know, it's with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
uh-huh.
you know, I wear different hats too, but when I was doing real estate, you know, I left my healer hat at home, but actually it doesn't. It comes with me all the time. And so sometimes there's a little bit of confusion around that.
And there is a confusion with that. I agree. And then there's also the challenge of knowing that even if it is a lesson, it's learned, and then go on instead of feeling guilty about it.
Yeah, you don't want to feel guilty because then there's the block. And
there,
now you're
going
to get into that negative aspect as to what's going on with inside yourself. So how do you turn that guilt? You turn that guilt in saying, I'm okay. It's okay. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science. But it's learning to catch that guilt from the mind, because that's coming from the mind, honey. Guilt doesn't come from the heart.
And so I'm holding the charge and wanting to charge back at him to release that negative energy I'm putting on myself.
Right. And so when you go
my
in,
goodness.
Yeah, so you can try this. I swear
that's
this works.
That's a very Catholic thing.
Well, okay.
I've done this all my whole life. I see what I've done. Oh, my gosh.
So one of the things that you can do is just before you walk in and you see this person,
uh-huh.
you can just, you know, give yourself a little, you know, I always cross my hands at my heart and give myself a little hug and say, I'm okay. And then I walk in and I just went, I'm going to put love and light around that person. And I'm just going to hope that they have the greatest day today. And every time I see them, I'm just going to smile. Now, you can't be mad when you're smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And you set a wonderful intention, and the law of the universe says, as you sow, so shall you reap. So that intention comes back to you.
Okay. Because that's what a healer really does, is we're just, when we do the work, it's always perpetuating back.
Right. And understand that in the course of being a healer, and this is for all the healers out there, and then I am no exception to this rule. It's something that, you know, I am always forever reminding myself on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're calling in the energy as fast as we can process our own healing.
Mm-hmm.
So when negative energy comes at you and you're taking a hit for it, stop. Take a breath and say, where is this in my physical body? Because I'm not being able to get it to the heart center. And in order to get it to the heart center, you got to bring yourself into it as well.
Oh, I'm excited. I can do this.
You can do this.
Oh, of course I can. I just love that, because I think it's coming at a time where I'm going to be able to relearn, you know, learn it enough that I can pass this on. And as I'm talking, I'm already feeling it.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
I can hear it in your voice, too.
Yeah.
It just kind of shifted. So,
yeah. I just don't like that icky, sticky cotton candy thing.
Okay. Nobody likes, this is a good analogy, too, Dana. Nobody likes the icky, sticky cotton candy thing, right? But it's the icky, sticky cotton candy thing that brings us to compassion when we turn it within ourselves. So I've learned to love icky, sticky cotton candy, actually.
I'll try that too.
I've learned to love even shadow selves, because those shadow selves are still an aspect of me. They're still with me wherever I go. So when
that
a messenger, yeah,
that is part of why we're the humans now.
That yes, that is a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
So understand that it comes with you no matter what.
Mm.
So if somebody wanted to do some healing work and some past life regression, Dana, how would they get a hold of you? Let's give you a free plug.
Well, they can Google Shama Mama. That's S-H-A-M-A-M-O-M-M-A. And they'll find me under eBay. I have
great.
A little healing metaphysical store on eBay. And Shama
cool.
Mama is a spiritual name, meaning shaman mother.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, and thank you so much because, you know, I just loved it. I was really asking for this, and bingo, look what happened. So this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks
for calling. And I'll learn to like my cotton candy.
Yes, learn to like icky, sticky cotton candy. We'll call it yummy,
thank
yummy.
You.
Okay, have a wonderful day. You're listening to It's a New Day, and I am opening up the phone lines today, so if you'd like to call in, the number is 1-888-298-5569. Dana brought up a lot of interesting, valid points, and we have a tendency sometimes to get stuck. That stuckness, or what she calls the icky, sticky cotton candy, that's ourselves. This is a beautiful thing. I want to tell everybody right now. This is part of the confusion, I think, that goes on even within myself and sometimes not liking to define a certain name for myself, you know, Dawn Marie the Psychic. You're not going to find it on my website, and I don't advertise that, and I never have. But I'm not against people who do, so please understand me. It's different people's comfort zones. And one of the things that I was talking about earlier is that If someone comes to me and they're looking for a prediction of their future, I'm going to tell them that's not what I do. And that's not what this is about. Because really where you are right now, in this moment, in this day, is really all you have say over. This is what counts right now. So imagine if we could stay conscious within the day and do what we can do in the day. You know, people lose sleep because they didn't get everything done in the day, or they're worried about next week, and or they start to look at the whole picture of what is going on. Well, when you look at the whole picture, you don't necessarily see all the wonderful details in between. You'll get confused and you'll get lost. It certainly has happened to me. So allowing yourself to just gently stay in the moment and being content with whatever you're doing. I don't care if you're cleaning your toilet. If it's something that you're doing that helps bring cleanliness to your life, then that's a really good thing. We can do it lovingly. It's like making dinner. Do it lovingly. All the energy that we send out there still comes back to us, including the icky, sticky stuff. So if you're laying on the couch today and you're not feeling so good, allow yourself to lay on the couch and not feel so good. Watch how the energy starts to turn, because you're allowing your body to recoup with permission. The whole point is allowing yourself and giving yourself permission. Permission to just be. Permission to understand where you are right now. And sometimes that's not an easy thing to do, and I respect that greatly. That's why I decided to open up my phone lines today. So if you have something that you need help with in understanding, please give us a call today, because we're taking calls at 888-298-5569. And Benny, we have someone calling in?
Yep, we have Elaine calling in from Auburn.
Elaine.
Hi.
Hi, Elaine. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
How can we help you?
Well, my question is I've been having troubles with, like, being depressed and really in a rut, and my circumstances I don't think are really going to change, so I need to change me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to do it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Okay, let me just get this. See,
you got it in there, don't you?
You are confused. Hold on. Okay, one of the things that I will do is I will mimic people a lot, so I apologize deeply. See, I could just, there's so much going on. You know what? You have a very, very busy, busy mindset right now. You've got a lot of dreams coming into fruition. So let me ask you a question. Let me just take a deep breath, okay? Elaine, where would you like to direct your energy? If you could, had to just pick one, not all the different things, because you're very, very creative and you've got a lot of wonderful things going on in there. But let's just bring it down to one thing. Where would you like to focus one aspect of your energy if you had to pick?
Moving to an area where I'm really happy.
Okay. So, because this is your year, all right, to really make some things happen. But I want to tell you something, because you know what? You're a December baby. So God bless you. You're a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
You got Pluto. It's going to be there for the next 15 years. And you just started a brand new cycle. And right now, you're at your equator. What that means is, in the month of June, it's as far, the sun is as far away from you as it can possibly get. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to feel a little bit alone just through this month. But I want to tell you a little secret about that, okay? You're supposed to. You're supposed to feel confused.
Oh, okay.
This is so up for you right now. And this goes with everybody. When, you know, anybody that's born in December right now, if your birthday happens to be, you know, in December and you're a Capricorn, June is your equator month. This is your confusion month. You're halfway through your calendar year, and they're asking you to get clear. Because once July comes around, Elaine, you're going to feel a whole lot better. And the truth of the matter is you won't actually probably be moving until October or November, because it looks like you're waiting to hear from somebody. So do you have family or friends that live in a different area?
Well, it's actually a job opportunity.
Okay.
My husband.
Okay. So he's waiting to hear, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so, and this would be locating to a different state?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're ready for the location.
Oh, I'm ready to leave. I like to move around. But
good.
We have a daughter.
Okay. And how old's your daughter?
I'm 13.
Okay. Well, she's still young enough that she can do the shift no matter what. It actually won't distract from her. She can actually move with the shift. Are you a little worried about that?
Yes, definitely I am.
Okay, she's going to follow your lead on your energy. So if you're excited and you look at the positive of what's coming down the pike, she's going to follow you.
Okay,
but if you're worried and you're depressed and you're anxious, which you got a lot going on there, you know what? Get yourself out a little book, make a little to-do list, because I do see you moving. I do believe that this is a good avenue, but there may be a delay for the time your husband goes and you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there might be some reasons why you need to stay. So you follow him, looks like more or less like October. And I don't know why. Maybe you have a house situation here or something. But there's a little bit of a delay. So he gets settled and then you come.
But it's a good thing for us, right?
It's really good, and it's really good for him.
Okay.
And it's going to be good for you, because it's going to allow you to get back into your creative self. Every time you move, Elaine, you find a new outlet for your creative self. So movement for you is really good. You're right.
Oh, yeah, because I enjoy it.
You enjoy it.
I don't know why.
Yeah, because it allows you to get into your creative self again.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you know, honor the confusion right now. Know that it's a big part of what's coming down the pike for you. And know that come July, you're going to get a lot clearer, all right? Does that sound good? Okay, thank you. We'll be back in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. Please call in. We'll be back.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the...
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Bellagenza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bellagenza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit Bellagenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's Bellagenza.com. B-E-L-E-G-E-N-Z-A.com.
In the world of Amelina, Our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Umelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at umelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4'9" and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite, June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by Money Tree.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Welcome back to It's a New Day. And you know, I got to apologize to my man Benny over here because I get so in the zone when I'm doing sessions that I'm like, okay.
Don't just apologize to me, to us and the affiliates out there.
I apologize to the affiliates because, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, people don't understand. I'm like, I'm out there. And I forget
I'm like
that Benny's
waving
even,
flags,
he's standing
smoke
in
signals.
Front of me.
Get your attention, people.
Yeah, you should see me do it live. Okay. We have another caller coming in, and I wanted to tell everybody we are taking live calls today. I'm doing some readings for people. So give us a call at 1-888-298-5569. And who do we have on the line?
Gretchen now from Auburn is calling in.
Hi, Gretchen.
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I am headed towards retirement, and I just teach part-time, but, you know, I kind of think, well, should I teach some more or should I just hang it up? You know, I just kind of wondering what you see.
Well, you know, right off the bat, Gretchen, I'm just listening to your fabulous vitality in your voice. You are not ready for retirement.
Okay. Well, I still get happy feedback from my students, so that keeps me going.
Yeah, I mean, this is a year of change for you, so you are at a crossroads all year. And again, you know, you're a Capricorn, just like I was talking to Elaine.
Yeah.
You know, Capricorns have Pluto that rolled in this last January, and Pluto's going to be in Capricorn, you know, for the next 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It would take you lifetimes to get this auspicious moment, you know? I mean, to have it in your sign is really special.
All right.
And Pluto loves to challenge us, all right? And since you're hosting it, and this is a year of you being at a crossroads, the decisions you make this year, Gretchen, this is really important. The decisions that you make this year, make sure they benefit you, not what everybody wants you to do.
All right. That
because
sounds good.
It is. It's really important for you because you do have a lot of vitality and you know, you may make a change, but it might even be in the type of way you're teaching or the class. What grade do you teach?
Oh, I teach community college.
Oh, okay. So you're way up there. What do you teach?
I teach Le Français, French.
What do you teach?
French.
The French.
French language.
Oh,
oui.
Oui,
oui.
Very cool.
Yes.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. What else do you do? Is there there's a creative aspect to you. What else do you put your energy into?
I love to write poetry.
Ah, there it is.
I just want to write in the future. I just don't really have a lot of time now, but I'm wondering if you see me maybe writing.
Well, I see you wanting to put more of your energy into your creative passions. So writing will become, I think, more of a part of it. Do you have a website where your poetry can be read now?
Oh, no. I just pretty much write for me and family and friends, just fun stuff.
Okay, well, let's bring you out of the closet. Since you're on syndicated radio, Gretchen, this is really important because one of the things that Pluto is going to assist you to do is really step into some of the aspects that are your God-given gifts that you brought with you when you were born.
Oh, great.
All right. And poetry is, you know, I had Jeffrey Armstrong on about 8 weeks ago, and I'm going to talk about a poet. And if you haven't gone and listened, he's got a new CD out that is just, beautiful.
And oh, wonderful.
Poetry is how the ancient teachers used to teach us, that everything came through the metaphors of the poetry, and it's music for the soul.
Oh, wonderful.
So
yeah.
I'm really going to encourage you to, get a website and start gently coming out of the closet with that. And don't just share it with friends and family, but share it with a lot of people who would like to hear it.
Oh, okay. That's
because
a good
I think
idea.
It's going to put you more in that balance of playfulness. And it's like you are a good teacher, and I don't see you leaving teaching right now. But I see that you're going to have control as to how much time and energy you're going to want to put into it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Because they're asking for something else to kind of come out as well.
Right. I see.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does that help you?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Where do you teach at?
I teach. Should I say that?
Yeah. We're going to be watching you. I'm exposing you. Oh, by the way, when you call in, I have a tendency to expose you a little bit.
Oh, okay. I'm in the South End.
Okay. So if anybody wants to take French classes, you're the one that they want. We want to go to.
That's right.
They'll know me in the South End.
We, the French people have a better romantic language.
It's a very romantic language. Okay,
yeah,
Gretchen,
very.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
I always wish I learned to speak the French.
You know, I can't speak French.
Neither can I.
I didn't even take a foreign language.
My sister did. She lived over there for 2 years as well, and in Montreal, so she's fluent.
Oh, fabulous. Because that's how you get fluent, is when
Absolutely.
You go there.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, he wanted to learn how to speak Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and he's actually Mexican. And so everybody thinks that he can speak it.
I get that too, actually.
But I've he was some, raised here.
Yeah,
right?
I've got some dark skin. A lot of people think I am.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
But he can't speak it. So what he decided to do is just go put himself over there and literally, with all speed.
Well, you have no other choice. I mean, if you got to get things done or go somewhere, you got to learn it.
He, you know, and his wife let him. I mean, this is so cool. And
that's
he picked it up.
Nice.
And he goes now, once a year he goes back, and all he does is speak Spanish. And this is how he's picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes we just have to throw ourselves into things that we love. And right now in the universe, I do believe that people's passions are trying to come up and trying to come out and get reborn. And don't be afraid to put your passions out there because, well, you sharing them with other people gives them permission to share them as well, their passions. So we have another caller coming in. Who do we have? Mary, is that it?
Yep.
Hi.
Mary's there.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for calling.
Oh, well, thank you, Dawn. I'm yet another Capricorn.
Yes, you are. I'm having Capricorn Monday today.
Yes, and I actually have to move, and I'm having kind of a hard time with it, so I just thought I'd, you know, call in and see what you see about that for me. Thank you.
Okay, so you're at the tail end of Capricorn, so you have a little bit more of a stronger influence. This is a completion cycle for you this year, Mary.
Okay.
So let's just honor that, all right?
Okay.
Because where I get really excited is that after your next birthday, you've got a brand new year of beginnings.
Oh.
And the seeds that you plant in 2010, you'll spend the next 9 to 10 years cultivating. So right now, they're asking you to kind of go through your internal closet.
Okay.
Now, I do mean internal closet, things that aren't working for you. So is this move being forced on you? I just kind of feel that. So
yes. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
Where are you moving to?
I don't know yet. I mean, somewhere in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're having to leave the home that you love right now?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's actually the original family home.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to sell it just to finish up the estate from my dad. So.
Oh, okay. That's where the sorrow's at.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Is this a home that you grew up in?
Yes.
Oh, honey. Yeah. Okay, so I can feel that, all right. But here's something that I want to gift to you, all right? So
okay.
Maybe this might help you in a gentle kind of way.
Okay.
All, right? All those memories and your dad and the things that you did in that house, you don't need the house as a reminder.
Okay.
Those memories, they're in your heart. They're with you, and you get to take them with you when you leave this earth. So you can bless that house, and you can have joy in knowing that someone else is going to come in and have just as many great memories as you did.
Okay.
Because I do see it's time for the house to go, and actually, I think your father's kind of supporting the decision because it's becoming a bit of a burden on you all, and that's not what he would want.
Yes.
And so he's actually assisting in a unique kind of way with you all.
Okay.
So pay attention to some of the signs that are going around you at this time. It's going to be a gentle transition.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to have a whole bunch of new vitality coming your way.
Okay.
So there's a healing for you, Mary, through all of this as well.
Okay.
I didn't say it would be easy, but I you know what? I think when you get through it, and you understand it, I think that you're going to be able to give yourself a big hug through it all.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Okay, and can I ask you one other thing?
Sure.
The thing about the memories, there's also a lot of, like negative memories associated with the house and the family, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can clear those.
Okay.
Do you want to clear them?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'd like to do, because that's going to take me a few minutes. I'm going to give you out my personal phone number, Mary.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm going to be, you know, home about 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to ask that you give me a call personally, and I will help you through this. All
oh,
right?
Thanks.
If you're
thank
willing
you.
To do that.
Thank you so
my
much.
Personal phone number is 425-453-8180. Mary, you give me a call, and I will help you, and I may even have to go in and do some energy with you on that. We can do that all by phone this afternoon.
Oh, that's
all right?
Fine.
Okay. Well, God bless you, and thanks for calling in. Call me later today.
Thank you so much. I will.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. You're listening to It's a New Day.
Nothing anyone can say.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Ridgeway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADO SafeHaven.org.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Larry King listens to him, and even Oprah listens to him. And now you can listen and see him live at Benaroya Hall. Genesis Global Spiritual Center welcomes Michael Bernard Beckwith to Seattle on June 16th to celebrate an evening of miraculous change. Change your life from fear to faith, from lack to prosperity, and from loneliness to community. Get your tickets today to see Michael and his wife, Ricky, weave together a tapestry of inspiration and insight that will change you forever. For tickets, go to changingnowforever.org.
Hi, and welcome back to It's a New Day. Okay, we have another caller coming in, Sue from Renton. Hi, Sue. Is she still there?
Sue, are you there? Sue! Hey, Sue, are you there? Can you hear me, Sue? Turn off your radio. Oh, we'll get back to her.
Okay. She's not there now. Oh, God bless her. So we've been talking about doing a little energy work here today, and I've been taking in some live calls. I want to thank all the callers that have been calling in. Sometimes things that seem rather huge to us sometimes can have a simple way of understanding them. And sometimes it just takes another person's perspective to help you see your own perspective through the process. That's what I do to help people. I help you see your energy from a different perspective. It's not about me, and it's not about what I'm doing, and it's not about my energy. I'm just the messenger on behalf of you all. And I don't think I'm a lone messenger there. I think that we're all messengers for each other. Did we get Sue back?
We did. Sue's back.
Okay. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I apologize. A cell brought in a call, and I hung up right away, and I appreciate this. Go ahead. Am I to ask you a question?
No. How can I help you?
Well, yes, you certainly may. I just had my birthday on Saturday, a big birthday.
Yes.
The 60th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And my sister brought your call to my attention, which we love the station and so many wonderful folk. And I myself, generally, it sounds like the other persons, as far as spirit, are so close to what my situation is. I've just relocated back after 10 years, took care of my father who passed away. My husband, our families are here, and we're kind of in between transitions. Left a job with some flight benefits, but some homes aren't selling, and a home, and so I realize I need a job, and I'm also wanting creative a pursuit. So between the job is really big on my mind, and I suppose anything with my husband or the creative.
What did you want to know about your husband, Sue?
Well, if there's anything that besides that would be important to for me to understand or to assist or to go ahead or not do that, because I am interested in the job and I know he likes having me around. And, you know, I would like to get him, if there was something that we could do actively together, mm-hmm. that would be helpful for both of us.
Mm-hmm. When did you guys just move back? Did you just move back here?
Yes, we did. We were in various states. We were just in California before that, Arizona, because of work. For a while, even in Mexico, but...
Okay, it was a good move for you to come back here. I will tell you that. And just having your family around you, it's just going to take you a little bit to settle down, and that's okay. All right?
Okay.
you do, you are a people person, and you do really well working with people. And so you are a person who needs to be out there and have activities going, Sue. And
okay.
this is a big part of what you bring to the table. So what's interesting is that, you're right. Your husband does like having you around because there's something he's not settled with just yet. I don't know what it is. He's just running a little bit of restless energy and a little bit hard on himself right now. So has he been feeling okay?
Well, there's some medical issues that are being dealt with that he didn't realize. And so this is a lot of good support for him.
Yeah.
And it's just a long-term adjustment. He's improving all the time, but it's
been a long term, and so it is requiring you to kind of like divide some of your energy just a little bit through the summer. I don't see you working, so I'm going to ask you to just calm down. But come September, I do see you working, and it may not be the grand job, but it's going to get you out, and it's going to get you networking and get you involved in some things. So I do see you working because you're a person that does like to be out there and working with the public and people. What type of job do you want to do?
Oh, the work itself at this point is in itself not important. I was with the airlines,
yeah,
and that was great. I got benefits and et cetera. But I'm creatively interested, and so I want to start spending time with other painting, music, writing,
right,
all of that.
Yeah.
But as far as a job goes, it could just be hello, goodbye, take it and go on. We do have a big trip planned with some friends.
I was going to say, you've got travel coming, and the travel's going to take up a lot of your time. And until you get settled down, the travel's going to be the priority. And you actually have a lot of travel opportunities this next year, all the way into 2010. And so whatever job you take, I see you working, you know, like maybe in a coffee shop with a spiritual twist or a little boutique or something that has some interest that also has some things going on in the side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you would do fabulous. And that way you can come and go a little bit and not, because you're not going to have an 8-to-5 job.
No, and I just want part-time, just something to get cash flow a little softer.
Yeah.
During this time while we're in this big transition.
Yeah.
And in fact, I was thinking, you know, like a big grocery store, if it's part-time and it's flexible, that would, you know, probably be fine too.
Yeah, you'll find it, but not until September, just because I think your energy is going to be so directed to helping your husband get settled and you yourself get settled and just, you know, kind of playing a little bit. Play, I would say play.
Okay.
Don't worry about the money, all right? Because if you worry about the money, Sue, then you're going to end up doing something that you're not going to like. And that's not really the point right now for you.
Oh,
so the job comes out of fun. It's fun. Keep this in mind. I will get a job that will be fun. It's not a career job for you. It's a job fun that allows you to go into some other opportunities.
Oh, goody. I see. I thank you. I'm so glad my sister, she's always right on, and this is great. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, and good luck to you, and God bless you on that. And your trip sounds fabulous, so have a wonderful. Where are you going?
Well, Hawaii. We're going to the Big Island. There's 6 to 8 of us, and we're sharing 2 houses, and it's more than I had thought. But, you know, with 8 people, it's expensive. It'll work out great.
You'll have a fabulous time. Everybody gets along fabulously, and it's just a great time. So have a wonderful trip, and thank you for calling in today.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Did she just have the most beautiful lyrical voice?
Mm-hmm. First time caller too, so we welcome all those people
like,
back.
I love, you know, I'm always listening to people's vibration and mm-hmm. their sound, and you know how they're asking a question. There's a lot of things that I do when I'm actually tuned in to folks, and sometimes I just chuckle through it. So I want to thank everybody for calling in today. I've had a blast. I've actually had a blast playing with everybody and assisting you in any way that I can and helping you, of course. And I want to thank my sponsors, because without you, we wouldn't be here. So God bless you, and thank you for sponsoring this show. keep checking out my website because we're getting a makeover. And I wonder if they're going to make me change my hairstyle. Anyhow, everybody have a great, great week. And I'll be back next week doing some more readings because you've all requested that I do this. So stay tuned next week and God bless.
Been listening to It's a New Day with host Dawn Marie Stansfield. To contact Dawn Marie personally, please visit her website at dawnvision.com. And be sure to tune in next Monday to KKNW AM 1150 at 11 a.m. Pacific for more uplifting, inspiring conversations with Dawn Marie and her guests.